just like water. I've spent most of my life living near the coast of Northern California. The shoreline and the icy waters of the Pacific have always been a place for gathering, whether it's nets full of fish or family convening around a beach bonfire. The ocean has always filled me up in ways that nourished and strengthened. When I was young, my mother used to bring me to the shore and tell me to toss my worries into the roaring waves. She said the ocean was big enough to hold all our troubles in her giant blue belly, and that when the swells are calm, she reminds us that no matter how many concerns we carry, we still have the power to be at peace. These days, the sea is like an old friend to me, the place I often go to feel grounded and find healing. I visit her shores and cast my cares into the rolling waves. I've found that some forms of stress are water-soluble. My adoration of aquatic adventures has had many iterations over the years, from lifeguarding at local pools and waterfronts and working as a swim instructor and coach, to late nights spent swimming laps at my local community pool, escaping the bustling sounds of the city with each dunk of my head. My waypoints through life have been marked by water, wading through the San Lorenzo River while holding my grandma's hand, my very first backpacking trip beside the headwaters of the San Joaquin River, teenage bonfire-filled beach nights, the smell of chlorine in my damp hair while sitting in morning college classes, late-night runs along the Hudson after long days at work as a young executive, and slow summer weekends spent blowing bubbles with my nephews in my sister's backyard pool. Water has been the backdrop to every cherished memory, the soundtrack to unforgettable experiences that shaped me. Swimming will forever be my favorite form of dance because there's no fuller feeling than moving fluidly through the medium that brings me the most joy. Noelle Russell.